Renee Crystal Hamlin, Ms. U.S. World, is on the show tonight, and we're going to be doing fantastic Favorite Five. We're going to be doing the chat room. That's all today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
I'm Jessie Ledoux, Miss International 2013, and you're watching The Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
We are live. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We have more now with our now a good close personal friend of me at this time. We have Renee Crystal Hamlin, Ms. U.S. World, on the other side of Skype line. How are you doing, Renee?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Now, how's your head? Is it caving in under all that pressure of that crown yet?
A little headache going on now.
A little headache. Okay. Well, we are good because I need every advantage I need on this next game we're about to play. We're about to play the absolute worst, the most terrible game in the world. It is called the Fantastic Favorite Five! Oh, I know you're excited not to do this. This is a terrible game. It's horrendous. And I came up with all the rules one night when I was really tired. So that's all. It's coming here. Now, let me get out my rule book. Okay, here it is. Oh, yes. This is it. Okay, we got it down to four rules. At one point, it was 328. I boiled it down. This contest... Number one rule, this contest is set up so that I win. Any attempt to thwart that effort is against the rules. Number two, okay. I will ask you about your favorite thing in five categories. These categories have been selected to give me a distinct advantage. Deal with it. Number three, I will ask you a trivia question about your favorite thing on the fly. If you don't answer quickly enough, you lose the point. If you can't answer the question, you lose the point. Keep in mind, I don't have to answer the question. I just ask it. And number four, Tim will win. Be prepared for the stinging loss. Are you ready for this incredibly horrible idea for a game show? Are you ready? You do not appear
ready.
You do. Okay. You're ready. Okay. Be ready. You don't look ready for a defeat. So get ready for that. It's coming any second now. All right. Number one. Well, here, I know I'm going to win this. What's your favorite horror movie?
Shoot. Everyone that I was in. How about that?
Which one?
Everyone I'm in.
Everyone you're in. Oh, that was tricky because what am I going to use for a trivia question? Other than, of course, who is the gaffer on your first film?
The gaffer?
I can't believe I pulled it up. I'm sorry, I get the point. That's one. All right. Thank you. I thought you had me that time, but I cheated my way out of it once again. All right. Let's see. Favorite TV show
right now would have to be, oh shoot,
and she doesn't come up with a favorite TV show another point. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I can't even think of it right now. How about we go with, it's that new one with Devon Sawa on it. I just saw it, I think, last night. That one.
With who?
Devon Sawa, you remember him? He was on Casper. He played the ghost.
What? No, I don't remember this at all. Crazy time. Okay, I'm going to give you the point just because you're going to need it anyway. So we're now, we're cut at one. Okay. I don't like that. All right. What's your... I think you kind of answered this earlier, but I'm going to use it anyway because I have it on my card. Your favorite movie genre?
Horror.
Okay, now I am allowed to ask any question about horror.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pick something easy. Who's the director of Jaws?
Don't know.
I was handing that one to you, Renee. Honestly, God, yeah. When you hear, you're going to cry. Steven Spielberg.
Oh, no.
It was his second theatrical release after Sugarland Express, and many say it's modeled on his TV movie Duel, which if you haven't seen, is spectacular. All right.
Okay.
And if you've seen Jurassic Park, it's very similar, except for the sharks have feet. All right. Something else I know about. So I'm ahead 2-1. This is good. I'm liking my odds. All right. Favorite theme park or theme park ride?
Anything that's a roller coaster.
Any roller coaster. Are you sure you want to leave it that open for me?
I don't know any roller coaster names anymore.
Good. Good. That tells me what I'm going to ask you. let's see. You're in Washington, so I don't want to ask you anything about the West Coast. So I'll take something from the Midwest. Name any coaster over 200 feet high at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio.
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, there's, let's see, Magnum 200 XL, there's Millennium Force, and there's Top Thrill Dragster. Those are the ones I can think of off the top of my head. A great park. Yeah, come on out to the Midwest. I'll show you some great theme parks. Okay. Do you like theme parks or you just get dragged? Okay. Good. Well, usually I ask this question and people are like, oh, the carousel. I'm like, really? Really? Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. Or, you know, let's go to a Disney park and do like something exciting. You know, at least say a 3D movie or something. Just a carousel. I hear carousel one more time. I'm just gonna. Okay, all right. Favorite fictional character? Any fictional character? Remember, you're an actress.
I would have to say okay, so I really got into the Bates Motel, the TV series. So Norman.
Norman.
Yeah.
You'll like just, Norman.
Just in that TV show, like the movie, I don't know.
Well, but you did say the TV show. What is, okay, the original book written by Robert Bloch, you can tell I'm a nerd. The original book written by Robert Bloch was based on what famous serial killer?
Oh, I think I should know this. I don't know. I know when you see Tommy and be like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a Wisconsinite, so we all know it was based on Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
Who was the most notorious serial killer from Wisconsin until Jeffrey Dahmer moved in. And he's right in the city that I live in, but no more, thank goodness. So serial talk. Yeah, but it was based on Ed Gein. Luckily, the show is safe. I won. So, congratulations to me. Thank you. Thank you so much. You knew it was going to be lame from the very start. And sure enough, we came through once again. So, okay. I am looking at our chat room. I don't know. We're not seeing a whole lot of activity, but we're going to hit the button anyway. Questions from the chat room. Oh, we're getting a few little things in here. All right. And there's a 30-second delay, so this is always fun. Okay, we got a few things up on the board, Renee. I'm obscuring it on purpose. Don't look ahead. Don't look ahead. I got to ask these questions and you'd be spontaneous. So, of course, we have Chaotic the Castaway says, really great to see this interview. And thanks for the shout out. I've had a chance to work with Renee, and she's a great actress. So now you know that. Okay. And then we have Savina, and she says, you have a beautiful crown. So
well, thank you.
Thank you, Savina. But as I told you in our chat room, it tends to be a little bit quiet. So we are going to go to another subject, and we might check the chat room one more time before we end. But this is a very important subject. We have to talk about your Facebook page, which people can check out. This is your fan page for Ms. US World 2017. I'm not giving out your personal one. Don't worry. Renee Crystal Hamlin. You can do the search and you'll find, and there's a lot of great stuff you have on here. Now, how do you decide? Oh, I have to look up. How do you decide what you're going to put on your Facebook page?
I decide by what I like, basically. That simple. I like to usually have it involved with my pageants, acting, modeling, and I like to cook too. So sometimes when I cook something I feel, you know, pretty good, I'll sometimes post it.
Now I have to ask you, what's your favorite thing to cook?
Favorite thing to cook? I actually don't have a favorite thing to cook. I like to try new recipes, but I will say I like to bake. I'm not a huge sweet fan or sweet food person, but baking is kind of fun.
Okay, I actually have a Facebook page, and I'm not making this up just to have something to say. I have a Facebook page that I call the Clean Plate Club, because I was sick on Instagram. People would take pictures of what they're about to eat. And I'm like, that's food unfulfilled. Food unfulfilled. What I want is a picture of that clean plate afterwards. So I only post pictures of empty plates from all over the country when I have something to eat.
That's funny. I like that idea.
I'll add you to the group. We're please loud do. And we're proud, let me tell you.
Nice.
Uh-oh, the chat room's getting busy. Let's go back to the chat room. Are you ready? Let's go. Whee! Okay. So, let's see. Oh, my goodness. We got all sorts of stuff. I don't know why that font for who it is doesn't show up so good. But let's see. Savina is attempting to make a smiley. That came in there. Now we have Javon, I think I'm saying it correctly. And she wants to ask you if you like Star Wars.
I do like Star Wars. I grew up watching Star Wars with my dad. So, yes. Okay. And don't ask me trivia.
I won't. I probably won't. I'm not going to promise. So, in Star Wars, there's been two recent movies. There's been Rogue One and The Force Awakens. Which is the better movie?
I have not seen either yet.
Oh, you got to get going, because Last Jedi is coming out soon. Okay. Are you sure you don't want a piece of trivia? Can I tell you a piece of trivia?
Yes, you can tell me a piece.
Okay. I'll tell you a piece of trivia. The best line in Empire Strikes Back is Princess Leia looks at Han Solo, who's about to be frozen, and she says, "I love you." Right? The line that Harrison Ford says back as Han Solo is, "I know." Completely made it up on the spot.
Oh, really?
Fantastic. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I actually said Javon as a she, and it's actually a gentleman. So, sorry about that. I am sorry about that. Oh, we're getting more things in the chat room now. It's getting a little crazy. People saying you look beautiful. Well, that's obvious. That's obvious.
Well, thank you.
Let's see. Did a great job with the audition commercial. Do you know what that's about? Let's hear it.
I'm not quite sure what commercial. I can't see
it's
the...
It's Christina is the one that said this. I always love this. This is kind of like a... and see, they won't see what we're saying right now for 30 seconds. So they have no idea that this is a mystery to us yet. And about 30 seconds from now, there's going to be like 13 chats. No, I meant this. I meant this. And yes, I know I made a mistake earlier. I'm sorry, Javon. Did not mean... Did I say your name right? How about that? But I didn't mean to say she, so I apologize for that. Let's see. Do we have any questions for our title holder in the chat room? They seem quite happy to type among themselves. And I know there's quite a few of them that are watching that are not participating in our chat yet. The audition commercial with Chaotic the Castaway.
Oh, tell her thank you.
Okay, thank you. What? She can't hear you. I don't have to tell you. It's over the internet. They can hear you in Russia. Oh, what am I doing?
Russia.
They can hear you everywhere. It's the internet. Anywhere there's internet, they can hear you. So it's saying you did a great job. Okay, thank you, Ken and Kate. Asked where are you off to next? Well, what's the next big thing that you're going after?
Well, acting and modeling wise, I have two horror films that I might be in, so that's still in the work. I have some appearances coming up for some charity work. I have one this Sunday and then one coming up later this week that I will share with you when I'm allowed to. Other than that, it's pretty much, it changes weekly on what's going on.
And I think we neglected to say in the earlier episode, you are going to be competing for, is that internationals or national? How does that work?
It's international, so the next title I go for is Miss World. So I'll be competing against other girls from different countries, and that will be in spring of 2018, somewhere in the Seattle area, maybe Everett, Seattle, somewhere around there.
Do they need a guest judge? I really think they should have me out there. I really do.
I think so, too. Like
of course, that. Now I look so damn biased they can't have me out there.
Yep.
How about letting me MC? How about that? Let's see. Cool. So, yes. So, Laura Hunter, if you're watching, give me a call. Let's see. Oh, we're getting some questions. Thank you, everybody. Do you like video games?
I do like video games, but the old school video games like Nintendo and Super Nintendo. I think Mario Kart and Zelda were probably my favorite.
Okay, now you're very young and beautiful, so I don't know, but do you remember when there were actual arcades, like in malls and that sort of thing?
Actually, yes, I do.
Okay, now did you have a favorite game that you would always go up to in those?
I think it was probably just Pac-Man or Pac-Lady, whatever it was called.
Ms. Pac-Man. Actually, Ms. Pac-Man yeah. I think is one of the few video game sequels that far surpasses the original. It's just so much better. And it's actually an early case of hacking, to tell you the truth. And why I know that, I have no idea. I'm just filled with useless information. I am frightening. And people don't play trivia with me much anymore. And I actually walk away. Let's see. What was your favorite appearance? Oh, that's a good question. Who is that?
Ooh.
That was Michelle. Michelle, thank you. That was a great question. What was your favorite appearance?
Geez, that's a tough one. I don't know if I have a favorite.
Okay, I'm going to help you out. Here's what you say. Hey, my appearance is always my favorite. I'm hot and sexy, and that's how it goes.
There we go. I like that answer. I take that.
No, I'm goofing. What the hell? I'm giving you time to figure one out. What I've learned, Renee, I can't ask you favorite questions because you don't want to make a choice. You are too much of a diplomat. You are too much of a diplomat. You don't want to upset people. See, and here comes the next one. What's your favorite food? Well, I don't know. I don't have a favorite food.
No, I like anything spicy. I really like Thai food. And I'm obsessed with gummy worms.
Okay, I'm going to go the spicy route and ask you, have you ever gone into one of those restaurants where they make you sign a waiver to eat something so spicy that it'll probably kill you?
No, I've never. No, I want to, though.
Oh, my brother did it once. He thought he was tough. He wasn't that tough. Oh, we're getting a yay for Mario Brothers for life. Woo! And now I'm getting, do you like any new games? Do you like any new games?
I actually don't know of any new games. I haven't played with any of the new games yet.
You know what we have here in Milwaukee? They opened one up recently, and there's a bunch in the Milwaukee and Chicago area. They're retro arcades, and they open up, and you pay a flat fee, like $15, and you can just play all afternoon. I'm actually going to one this weekend, and that's because I am a pinball fanatic, and I just love it. Okay, I don't even know if this is real. Do you like hot Cheetos? Oh, Cheetos. Okay.
Yes, those are good.
Hot Cheeto. You like the hot Cheetos. Yes. So, gentlemen, if you want the way to Renee's heart, hot Cheetos. Hot Cheetos, and go up to her and whisper in her ear, Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong. That is the way to her heart. And if you really want to show off, what you do is you find something and you pretend it's an old Nintendo cartridge and just do this. And then, yeah. This is gold, everybody. This is gold. All right. Well, thank you to our chat room. They did a fantastic job there. And thank you, Renee, for being a good sport and putting up not only with the fantastic favorite five, but a spirited round of questions from the chat room. I am not going to ask her what her favorite color is. It just came into the chat. Red?
Yes.
Really? After the purple story we had earlier, you're going with red. Okay.
Okay, red and purple. I am wearing purple today, so I will go with purple and red.
You know what? I just challenged you to see if I could get you to go off of red, and you did. You absolutely did. This is hysterical. Oh, my God. Well, I feel like I know you better, and I hope that our viewers also know you better. Are there any last items that you would like to tell the viewers and the listeners of the Pageant Cast before we have to cut you loose?
Yeah, just go to my Facebook, my fan Facebook, and follow me so you can catch up with stuff I've been doing and see the upcoming things that I am about to do that I haven't or I'm not able to talk about yet, so you can keep track of everything.
Fantastic. And of course, everybody, you'll be able to find a link to her fan page in the show notes of this program when it comes out. It has been an absolute pleasure. Now, one of the things we like to do, Renee, is at the end of our show, we like to see your best pageant wave. So I need you to kind of lean back, because all we see right now is, you know, the head and shoulders. So get back a little bit so we can see full wave action. All right, let's see. That is the most awkward thing I've ever seen. What's going on over there? You're going to get carpal tunnel. Wait, hold on. Let's zoom in on this. Okay, let's see this again. I promise I won't make fun of it.
Okay.
I don't know. I was crossing my fingers. Are you kidding me?
Let's see first.
No, it was what? See mine?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this. No.
Nice.
I've done a one finger. No. Anyway, no. It's just fine. Now, have you had a bunch of times where you've had to go on the back of the convertible and do the parade thing yet, or?
No, not yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is now available for parades. Make sure you check her out on her Facebook page, and you can get that. She's going to work on her wave, everybody. I'm telling you, after we go off the air, I'm going to work with her on this wave. And she's not going to get this one. That's mine. She can't take that one. That's a special one. Thank you so much. You've been an absolute dream to have on the show. And thank you. And we're going to say, let's try to say together, Tierra Dreams. Are you ready?
Okay.
In 3, 2, Tierra Dreams.
Tierra Dreams.
Submitting material to the Pageant Cast is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Come up with an idea. We know you have some. An appearance? A crowning? Record a brief video on your phone or webcam and remember to include your title and name. Send it to submit@pageantcast.com. Videos are best, as we are a video show after all, but we do take photos and stories. Get yours in now before the competition for space gets too big. We want your submissions. You. You. It's as easy as 1. 2, 3.